articulated correctly and kind of communicated correctly in a way. But that, I don't know why, like mentally, that's how I see it. I kind of see it that way.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain times, like, you know, my wife probably don't want to cook or something. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, do you want, like, Chipotle? You want chilies or something like that? Yeah. And I'll go get it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Maybe because... Let me... Yeah, so I say that. I just say, you know, and it's just me just trying to... It's me being there. And I know with our son, probably when he started getting to a point where he started getting older... we ain't gonna be in out there but that much because I don't want him to get accustomed to that because I want him to be a little bit better with his money in a way.
Right.
But yeah, that's kind of how I'm at in a way. That mindset, I don't know how to really explain it.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to explain it. It's just that I guess that's kind of how where I'm at. It's just like I work so hard for us to be better than what it was that we started off as.
Right.
Because I kind of felt like when I started off at was at the bare minimum. And I mean,
you got to be doing pretty good if you feel like Chili's is fast food. I mean, well.
I don't want to say that. No, I don't want to say that because Chili's and TGI Fridays have actually, their prices, I can't say TGI Fridays because I ain't going to front. TGI Fridays is kind of a little expensive. Like, I got an entree or something from them. It was a little less than $15. I was like, yo, I'm a little too high. Just because you in Still Creek, that don't mean nothing. So, you know, too expensive for my taste, but Chili's though, you know, that's they got like a 3 for $10 type of situation too, which isn't a bad thing. Like I'm like 3 for $10, that's not too bad. That's like maybe $3 away from what a meal is at McDonald's.
Right.
It's just like why not go ahead and get that from Chili's?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like financially wise, if you're looking at
right.
it, and I'm not looking at it like a splurging thing. It's just you know financially, like if you. If people look at it financially, like if you typically eat at home most of the time, and if you save your money and budget like you're supposed to, certain things aren't as expensive as like what they seem.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it really isn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really isn't. You know, so that's how it is like with me and my wife. So, you know, not to derail from the conversation as far as like going out and all that stuff and like how you feel as far as like you know being on the shelf and you know being taken off the shelf and then being older and then knowing that
but kind of like you know you brought up Chili's and you say that you know it's more like a fast food thing to you. It kind of just made me think though, you know, part of the reason why you probably look at it like that is because I feel like over the years, Chili's, they've kind of made themselves more accessible than what they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you have the whole to-go kind of thing. And, you know, especially when you kind of drop your prices somewhat, you know.
I think they have.
It definitely kind of turns into one of those things where it's like, it just kind of like fast food type of ordeal.
I think it's like when you get older, it's the quality, man. Like you said, it's just your mindset. It changes, and again, it's not a bad thing. It's just you understand the difference, in quality of things, quantity over quality. And again, go back to your running. Like you can understand the difference,
right?
And I'll be honest with you, knowing you. You probably only rock with certain people.
Yeah.
Because after you do your running and everything, I know you start understanding a certain mindset of people that you only rock with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, I don't make announcements like, hey, today is September 13th. And by the way, so-and-so, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't make announcements like that.
Right.
But I do notice certain behaviors in people.
Yeah.
And what I try and do is I really try and, you know, pull people up at least to a level that's a little bit closer to where I'm at.
Wouldn't force them, though.
Yeah. Force them. But, I mean, you can't force them. You know, you'll be throwing your back out. Yep. And next thing you know, you'll be right down there with them.
Yep.
So I've kind of learned to just kind of just let life, you know, kind of just...
Let people be people.
Yeah, that's basically.
All. That's all.
Basically, yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't announce, like, today I'm cutting off so-and-so. Nope. But, I mean, people just kind of do it to themselves. Agreed, you know, man. Unfortunately. That,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah, agree. Yeah, that's another motto for me. And I would instill that in our son as he get older. And I'll let him know, like, look, people are people.
Yeah.
You can't control.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are certain things that they're going to do, certain decisions that they're going to make. You cannot control.
Right.
Don't take it personal.
Right.
It's okay. It's all right. Let it go.
Man, you know what I cannot stand, though, man? Like, because people get on me about this all the time. But you ever, like, you know, you see somebody going through something.
Yeah.
And in your mind, you're just kind of like,
I got that.
Nah, not even that. You're like, well, yeah. You're definitely saying right. that, but
yeah,
you're like,
I got the answer. But it's stupid, shit, too.
Man.
I agree. It's stupid. It's very stupid.
Like, you be sitting there looking at other people's problems like, really? You're getting hung up over that?
Yep.
For real?
Yep.
But then, you know, people always tell me, well, you can't, hold on, what they say? They say, it's something like everybody has their own problems and no one problem is bigger than another. I disagree. And that's also, you know, another reason why I just kind of, you know, kind of let life kind of move things around on its own because, you know, I feel like when you just have the experience, you know what I'm saying, that life will give you. Life will not hold back. Life will give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Regardless if you want to
see somebody going through something.
Yeah.
I mean, the most you can really do at the end of the day is just kind of express it. I'm like, hey, bro.
It's some bullshit.
That's not that serious.
Right. This is some bullshit, okay? Like let that shit go.
Yeah.
Put yourself together. You put too much focus. You put too much focus on this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got this to focus on, and you sacrificing this for that.
Right.
I don't think you should sacrifice that.
Right.
For this. Like, that doesn't make sense. And all right, side note, this is probably going to derail where we're going to.
That's fine. I mean, we kind of all over the place.
You're right.